Boundaries is really just learning how to tactfully say no in some cases and how to brutally say no in other cases. And this is saying no to people as well as yourself. Like, no, I'm not going to waste 30 minutes on Facebook today. You know, that's a boundary. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another awesome episode of Life Inner Show podcast. On the Life Inner Show, we help people make more, work less, and all of that, by the way, is for the purpose to live an awesome life. I'm Jason Wojo. I'm joined by Polish Peter as my co-host. We have a cool, cool topic today that is, I think, relevant for a lot of people, man, a lot of people. And that is, you know, the guilt that many people can feel when they do something for themselves, the guilt of self-care, I guess we could call it.
Yep. And for a second, I thought you forgot your name as you were introducing it. Like, I'm...
What's my name again? Right.
But listen, yes, guilt. I have conversations with my students, and this pops up all the time, whether you're a man or a woman. Moms deal with this all the time. I think dads deal with this all the time. That sometimes they're a little bit better at maybe, I don't know, hiding it or dealing with it or whatever. But this guilt thing is all over the place. So why is it there and how do we actually work through this?
Well, dude, I think what you said is really important. Like, so, and this is a generalization that's probably broad and inaccurate, but it usually is parents in particular. I see anybody who has someone else dependent on them. Maybe you don't have kids, but you have an aging parent who needs your assistance, or you're helping out with some other thing or something's going on. So usually when you're, especially what I see is people who are servers, people who like to serve other people, particularly have a challenge with this. And here's what I'll say to that. And you know, we can sit here. This is where, man, I feel like there's a little bit of a disconnect between, you know, We've heard the analogy before. Like, almost everyone's used this analogy of like, hey, you know, you can't, you got a pitcher of water and you can't pour anything out unless it's filled, and you have to be filled yourself before you can pour into other people. And I think people get that intellectually. Like, they're like, yeah, it makes sense, but there's still a disconnect. There's still a reason they just have a hard time with that. So it's like, they know it, but they don't live it.
Well, let me ask you this. So I'll give you an example. Last night, I woke up twice. And I woke up twice because they were
bladder
doing
issues.
Something. What's that?
Bladder issues?
No, I'm not there yet. Okay? I'm younger than you, dude. Okay? So let's just not, you know, don't try to do those kinds of things because it's not going to work. Okay? Man, squirrel. Okay, where did I just go? My mind just went. All right.
You're talking about last night. Okay.
Yeah, so last night I woke up twice, okay? And both of the times is because they're working in this area somewhere supposedly, and they affected our Wi-Fi, and Wi-Fi was down, and alarms started going off and, you know, to wake me up. And I had a hard time getting, so it was like probably a couple of hours that I didn't get very good sleep. Now, if you had a hard time sleeping at night when you didn't get a lot of sleep, how are you the next day? Are you fully energized? Are you ready to rock and roll? Are you ready to go and do things like nobody's business? Or are you kind of struggling to get through the day?
So this makes a lot of sense right now, is why you're kind of like, you know, bumbling on, is because you haven't got enough sleep, is what I'm hearing.
I'm bumbling on. Dude. Let the audience, let the people judge, okay?
Yeah, but seriously, no, you're right. Yeah, you're kind of toast to the next day, right?
You're a toast, right? So think about it this way. As you are going through life like that, and you're constantly pouring out and doing something for other people, and, you know, and notice, what is the underlying reason why I'm doing this? Am I doing this because I feel guilty? You know, or am I doing this because I feel empowered? I feel impactful. I feel like I'm contributing. I feel like I am, like I'm getting energy out of it, right? Because think about it this way. Guilt, fear, you know, jealousy or whatever it is, it's a very negative kind of energy that will drain you. You're going to be drained by that energy. Think about when you're sad, right? When you are angry, you don't feel more empowered. You whether it's in the moment or later on, you feel drained. Impactful, influential, helping others, making a difference. you know, feeling like you're, you know, happy or you're, you know, on top of the world, whatever it is, right? Those positive energy, positive feelings, you get more empowered, you get more energy, right? So that is why it's so important to be able to know what's the reason, where am I coming from when I am doing those things for other people. So if it's out of the guilt, something needs to shift, right? Something. So I think that's the first step to recognize when I'm doing something for other people, what's the reason? What's the underlying reason? Because if it's out of guilt, guess what? That's going to keep draining you. And over time, little bit by little bit, you're going to get drained more and more and more. And then you've probably noticed over the, you know, last week or 2 months or whatever, at the end of the day, you are drained. You can't even freaking, you know, keep your eyes open kind of a thing or yeah. some form of that. So if that's the case, it's probably a good indication that something needs to change there.
Well, you know, I kind of, you know, what sleep is and food is for physical well-being, you know, self-care is the equivalent for like your soul, right? Like, and so, you know, taking care of yourself does allow you to give others. And even if it's coming from a good place, even if it's not coming from a position of guilt, like you mentioned, you are able to give more when you have more. And so this is, for instance, some businesses, I'll use a business example here. And you'll see the parallel in a moment is like, some people are like, oh, like I want to, you know, have, you know, really thin margins and charge the least amount of money I can for something so that people get, you know, can are getting a great deal. Meanwhile, you're not making the profits you could be, which meanwhile, those profits could be used to support charities and families and all kinds of other things. And so, you know, I think you gotta just embrace, there's nothing wrong with focusing on you. As long as, now, by the way, I'm not talking about focusing on you in some sort of self-centered narcissistic way, but like making sure that you're okay. Like this would be like, you know, feeling guilty about filling up your car for gas because you're supposed to be somewhere like quicker. Like, oh, I'm supposed to be there in 10 minutes. I don't have time to stop and get gas. Meanwhile, you're going to run out of gas before you get there if you don't stop and get gas.
Or you just push the car over.
Yeah, like so.
I mean, it's a good analogy. I mean, another one that you probably hear a lot is think about it this way. When you're on a plane and the flight attendant tells you the instructions, what do they say first? Put your mask on first before you put on somebody else. There's a reason for that. So you can use that in your life. So here's the things. I think we kind of basically told you, like, you need to take care of yourself first. Now, how do I actually go about doing that? Because, man, you're telling me that I need to go and pour something in myself. Well, one of the things that, if you remember, we talk about in life and all the time is writing your vision for you. Write your vision. Life first. What you want your life to look like, right? So that is the first step, I think, in order to pour into your own bucket. Writing that vision is, I think, the biggest thing that you can do to self-servicing yourself, right? Being able to pour into yourself, because those are the things that you're going to put in the vision. Is like, what does my vision look like when it comes to my family, when it comes to, you know, people, and what are my needs, my wants, my no regrets, my personal gratification, and all those kinds of things. So when you start writing this, this vision is yours. So that's the number one thing that you write to be clear of, how do I, you know, pour into myself in a way. And it's not a selfish thing, because guess what? When you have that vision written, when you go out there and who do I need to become in order to have that vision, and you start elevating it, guess what? The people around you, your kids, your husbands, your wives, your parents, whoever it might be.
Dude.
Well, if you're a husband, you got
multiple wives.
I said
okay.
Husbands, I said wives, okay? 3-1, 1-3. Who the heck is bothering me, okay? stole that line from, what's his name, Carl on Family Matters. That's back in there, so I just got to give it credit, okay? But listen, but the thing is, they get a lot better you, right? When you start doing that. So that's the vision number one. But I'm going to get more granular.
So vision's really good. But let's also talk about, I think there's this, you mentioned this earlier, is like figuring out why you are doing the things you're doing that are causing you to feel stressed and overstretched. So like an example, like, so you know, we got two young kids in our family, and you know, my wife and I have had discussions around this. Is like, you know, she's got T-ball on Monday. You know, Tuesday we're gonna go to
the
trampoline.
Wife has a T-ball on Monday. She plays T-ball.
Right. Yeah, I'm gonna tell her you said that, dude. You're in trouble now.
Well, you said it. I'm just trying to clarify it. You know, for the sake of this episode,
on, you know, T-ball on Monday. We'll go to the trampoline park Tuesday. Then it's the park. I'm like, whoa, hold on. Like, it is not our job to entertain our kids constantly. And in fact, I think that is doing them a disservice. Like, teach them to learn how to entertain themselves. We got a ton of toys in this house. We got puzzles. We got games. We got, you know, drawing books, coloring books. We have all this stuff. Let them entertain themselves, because at some point you get frazzled as a parent because you're trying to do any and everything for your kid. Like, and I'm using kids as an example here, but it could be anybody or anything. And so I think, again, we've talked about this in other episodes, when you are empowering people versus disempowering them. Mm-hmm. But like, I think it is important to really figure out, why am I doing this? Like, what am I trying to accomplish here? And why am I running myself ragged? That's one thing. And the other thing is like really setting up boundaries, you know? Cause sometimes it's like people kind of imposing their stuff onto us, and, you know, having healthy boundaries with that. And I'm not saying this is going to be like, you know, it's just like when we show somebody how to work 20 hours a week and they're working 60, it doesn't happen overnight. Like, and boundaries are the same way. You're most likely going to have a small step in a direction, which is a move in the right direction, but like, it's probably not going to be like, you know, maybe your in-laws are coming to your house every day for dinner uninvited and just showing up unannounced. And you're not going to go to seeing them once a month, but I'm not saying that's even what you want to do, but like, starting to set boundaries and understanding why those things are occurring is really a valuable step.
Yeah. I'm glad that you brought this up, because, man, the more I think about it, I'm still trying to figure out that you talk about you entertaining your kids, like you're actually a good entertainer.
I'm the most fun dad ever, dude. Like, I'm fun dad for sure.
Yeah. No, on the serious side of things, he is. So here's the thing. Because notice, like, if you are that parent, like what you mentioned about, you know, you're constantly doing stuff with the other kids, are they become more dependent on you specifically, right? So when they're going out there on a play school, you know, with other kids or whatever it might be, or when they're growing up in life, they're going to have to do things on their own, kind of a thing, right? But here's the thing, boundaries, you mentioned that. What are some of the boundaries that you need to set up for yourself in order for you to be the best version of you in life? One of the things that I do is every morning, you know, we talk about this, and this is not rocket science, but it's basically needs to be set here, reinforced, that the first thing in the morning you need to do for you. You need to set time for yourself to, whether it's meditate, spend time with the Lord, something that you pour into your own bucket, sort of speak, before the day starts to going. Whether before the kids wake up, before you go starting your business stuff, before anything that you are doing on a normal basis, I think it needs to be the time you need to give yourself, even if it's 10 minutes, because you have a hard time putting anything in. Start with 10 minutes, start with 5-10 minutes. It doesn't matter. But what does that look like? Well, just sit with yourself, right? Maybe just think about different things for yourself, like meditating. People meditate. They think about, some people pray, right? Some people, when it comes to spending time with the Lord, right? Do some kind of a devotion or whatever it might be. But it's so important to start the day with you first. That's my first belief. What do you think about that?
Yeah, man, I like that. But I also think everybody's different. And so I personally like, and it's very important for me to have some like kind of like me time early on in the day. I like me time at the end of the day. I like me time during the day. And so I think
there's a recurring theme there. Me time all the time, huh? Right, me time all the time.
Well, you got to say, here's what I realized is like, boundaries is really just learning how to tactfully say no in some cases and how to brutally say no in other cases. And this is saying no to people as well as yourself. Like, no, I'm not going to waste 30 minutes on Facebook today. You know, that's a boundary. You know, I'm not going to, you know, do something that is going to make me feel more stressed out, and, or, you know, and And it's like, I think, and by the way, like your life and your vision has boundaries in it, whether you realize it or not. When you create that perfect calendar and you have like, you know, all these things on there that you want to get done in your personal life, and you have X number of hours left for work, you have to honor that or you're going to sacrifice the things that are important to you. And so it's the exact same thing in the discussion we're talking about as well. Like, you have to say no to certain things to have the things you want to have. And I believe you can have both. And I'm not telling you to compromise. I'm telling you to use those no's and those boundaries to get the things that are most important to you. And should you choose to give more later because now you are recharged, you're filled up, you're energized, you're whatever, yeah, you can do that as long as you don't feel like that gas tank is going down, right? Like, I think you got to find that balance. Like, so for instance, like I play guitar in the worship team in our church. And for me, my sweet spot, like I have played every weekend and we have Thursday services, we have Sunday services, like so you know, several services a week. There used to be Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday commitments, and it's less now, but like for me, I've realized once every 3 weeks is my sweet spot. I don't like to go too long because then I enjoy it, but also if I were to do it every week, that's a big strain on me, my family, my time. And so like that's a no. I block those dates off, so when I get requested, it's on the dates that I find that are in alignment with my calendar.
Okay, so they do ask you to play more often.
I have to you can accept or decline. So I decline a lot of invitations to play.
Right, which first and foremost, I don't know why they keep asking you to play more, but
I know they must be tough.
Yeah, the like, joke's coming, right?
No guitarists.
But listen, but on the serious side of things, like, what's the underlying reason that allows you to say no? Because there is something that has you go and be able to say no.
We'll get right back to our episode, but before we do, I want to tell you about an upcoming Get a Life getaway that we have in beautiful, beautiful Orlando, Florida, and it's November 7th through 9th. November 7th through 9th in Orlando. And you're going to want to be there because Peter and I are going to walk you through the exact steps to creating a life in your vision for your perfect life. This is a perfect illustration of how all of the pieces of your life will fit together to give you a life full of meaning, of fulfillment, of passion, so that you can really move forward in all cylinders and wake up excited every day for what you get to do versus what most people have to do, which is what they have to do, right? We don't want that for you. I want you to have a complete picture, a blueprint for your perfect life. And then we're also going to give you the action steps, how to make it a reality. This is not a pie in the sky approach to living. It is not burying our head in the sand and saying we have a great life, but it is not. This is really concrete strategies. This is very tactical advice. It's things that are that you can actually implement in your life and move forward towards. We've been doing these events for a very, very long time. We help a lot of people, and I want you to be next. So again, those dates are November 7th through 9th in beautiful Orlando. There's a link below in the show notes, or go to lifeair.com where you'll see the list of upcoming events. Click on it, register, and I hope to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
Well, for me, it's like, no, it's too much of a time commitment. I want to spend that time with my family. Like, that's what it is for me. Like, I want to spend that time with my family. Like, I get to see my kids, like, until they're 18 living in the house, like I get limited time with them. And so I want that time, and I don't want to give it away, even though this, listen, and especially this can be one that could be tough for people to say no to because you're serving God, like you're serving the church. And yeah, it's super important. Like, it's incredible. And the music had a huge impact on me when I first got back into my faith. And I love doing that for other people. But for me, the priority is my family. Right. And so that's why having that reason, having the why, knowing, we've talked about this 1,000 times in the podcast, being intentional and knowing what's important to you can allow you to say no to those things because it gives you a reason. It's not that you're just being selfish, like you're not being lazy, you're not being greedy, you're not being, you know, anything but doing what will serve you and the purposes and the vision that you have created.
All right. So notice what he said. This is very important. He has a bigger why that drives his decisions. And that why is so powerful for him, so important for him, that in order to say no to some of these things, becomes a lot easier, right? Because,
yeah,
you know, think about it this way. Serving the Lord, that's a pretty big why, right? But he probably, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but you serve the Lord at home, with your kids, showing them how to do that, right? With the wife and all those kinds of things. So the why drives a lot of the decisions. So that's an important aspect to it. We're getting close to the end, but I want to put some practical things. So I want to ask you, and I'll maybe share some of my things, of what are some of the things that you do for you that helps you fill that cup, that maybe people, like somebody that's sitting on this podcast episode, and they're like, dude, I'm working 24/7 or I'm working crazy hours. I don't even know what does that mean to be poor to myself, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, well, one thing I'll say, so I have a couple of thoughts on this real quickly. First thing is, like, for me, the things that, like, in a day-to-day basis, really, I find a tremendous amount of value in is my quiet time. And it doesn't have to be an hour, but maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, just being there, right? Being present. Also, for me, is going to the gym. Like, that's something that I really enjoy and kind of, like, is important. Like, it's literally important. Like, I'm going to be here longer, hopefully more years on earth if I'm healthier than if I'm not healthy. That's another one. Like, you know, also, I would say that one thing that could be considered, you know, quote unquote selfish is finding time to like be, you know, if whether I'm talking to friends on the phone instead of work, or if I'm going to lunch instead of doing work. Those are all kinds of things that I enjoy and that, you know, allow me to do things that are in my vision. You know, the ones for myself, really the biggest ones for me, man, are the quiet time in the gym, I'd say. You know, guitar, I play guitar, but usually that's at night after everybody goes to bed. So that's not really influencing anybody. But I could still sit there and say, like, oh man, I should be getting some extra hours of work in here. It's quiet. I could be productive. And so I'm robbing my business of profits by not working, but I'm like, no, I'm going to play guitar. I want to play guitar. The other thing I was going to say, man, is I think people make a big mistake with not using the time they have to do the things they want. So everybody says they're so busy and that, oh, if I only had time, I would do this. But when I look at their calendars, when I look at people's calendars and how they're spending their time, you know, if you pull out their phone and see what their screen usage is, and there's 2 hours a day on Facebook, but you're telling me you don't have time to go to the gym, you scrolled by it, you know? And so, like, for instance, when I go pick up my daughter from kindergarten, it's like a 40 minute thing. That pickup line is like long, but I have a book with me and I sit in line and I read a book. Like, so use the time you have as well. Cause that's a whole nother thing we haven't even talked about, but, like, that's another thing I found valuable. What about you, man? What do you got tactically?
So you're the one who's holding up the traffic because you're reading the book.
Yeah. Everybody's like, move, dude. Like, come on. Like,
So, I mean, gym is, you know, big time for me too. I mean, you know, this, for me, so I do go to the gym at like 3:30 in the afternoon, because what I need is for my whole work day, right? Between when I'm working between 10 and 3 o'clock, that time for the gym gives me the space to kind of like shift over to the other part of the day, to go spend time with my family, with my wife, with the kids or whatever it might be. Right. So that is important. Quiet time in the morning, spending time with the Lord is really important for me. What I do too, because I'm a coach. So, one of the things that happens for me throughout the week, I have a lot of conversations pouring into other people and, you know, having those sometimes tough conversations and things like that. Right. So it can sometimes be, you know, kind of draining on you. Right. So on Saturdays, what I do is all my students know this. I do what I call stare at the wall time.
Oh, so yeah. You've talked about this.
So I stare at the wall kind of a thing, right? And people think it's crazy, but there is something that really helps me to just sit there and literally not do anything and just look at the blank wall or just stare there and just, it gives me, I don't know how to explain it, but it's such a powerful thing that I, you know, it's boundary that I do this on Saturdays. I know it's Saturdays because of the fact that I, don't have any other, you know, business things that I need to do. So that's what I do. So those are the things that I do. And then, you know, spending some time with the people that I love, that kind of energizes me too, right? Think about it this way. If you ever been on a really good vacations, when you come from the vacation, you feel energized probably, right? You feel refreshed. So if that's the case, what are some of those mini vacations that we can take throughout the week. Maybe it's a 10, 15 minute vacation. Maybe it's an hour long vacation. You know, what are some of those vacations that I can do for myself throughout the day, you know, throughout the week to help me fill my bucket?
Dude, that's, and so you remind me of something I forgot to mention is like, and this applies to business, but usually my mornings up till noon, sometimes 11 a.m. are mine. Like I refuse, my calendar is blocked off. You're not going to get an appointment with me. If you call me, I'm not going to answer. Like this is my time to work on what I want to work on in the business. Usually it's creative stuff. As you know, I'm working on the book right now. And so that's taking up a lot of time. You are too. And so that's, but now that could be looked at as selfish. Like my team is working, but I'm working too, but I'm working on what I find most important. So, but somebody might be like, oh, well, he's taking the mornings off, or he's not working hard in the mornings, or he's going to lunch with his friend in the middle of the day. Like, and you know, he's not, you know, whatever. They could cast all any kind of judgment they want. But like, again, it's like, I know those things are valuable to me. And so like finding that as well is something that's worth looking into.
So I know we're heading towards the end of the episode, but I think this needs to be answered as well. So I don't know if you can answer that. Is this, those quiet times, those things that you do for yourself, how does that help you with your business, with making more money?
Dude, this is indescribable. Like I have my best ideas. I won't say never, but almost never am I getting the great ideas while I'm actually working in the task. I usually get my best ideas when I am relaxed, when I'm doing something that is not directly in the trenches. So it's during my quiet time where all of a sudden an idea pops into my head, right? Or I'm in the gym and something hits me and I'm like, where did that come from? Or, you know, this is like, we all know this, like you get the $1 million idea in the shower, right? And so it's those kinds of opportunities. I think that's a good point, man, that it's adding value. It's not taking away value. It's adding value.
Right. So I want you to, the reason why I asked him this question, because it's so important, because a lot of people feel guilty not to go and take the time off, because then I'm taking away from, let's say, the job or the business, and I'm not making more money or whatever it might be. Right. So that quiet time has an, I would say, very powerful, maybe indirect way of actually helping you grow your business and grow your life and grow the relationships and everything in between when it comes to this vision that you have in there. It is so powerful. I mean, I don't feel like I can prove it to you, but that's helped me tremendously. When I started doing this quiet time, pouring into myself, my business grew, my life grew, my relationships grew. So,
and that's where, dude, you know, we talked about this in other episodes too, but this is where like I'm also super passionate about, you know, getting the things off your plate that you shouldn't be doing, because that creates more time for you, right? To do the valuable things. We've talked about that in previous episodes as well. Right. Like, so, you know, I got my car detailed yesterday and the guy comes to our house and does it. Like, I'm not going to go out there and clean my car. Like, that's not a good use of my time. And so like there's all these little things around us every day that keep us kind of like chasing our tails that are kind of busy work. And we've talked about those in the past. We won't go into it now, but like, look for those too. Well, listen, hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please subscribe. Let us know as well, like how we can, you know, go join our Facebook group as well. It's free. You can ask questions. We'd be glad to come alongside you and help you along your life and our journey. And maybe we'll even see you in an event sometime soon. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great one.